Noise department.
Okay, you're here for a good one, the Post said optimistically. You know, actually, when I dig this stuff up, I'm surprised by how much of it I actually have no recollection of ever doing. This particular Big Dumb Show flashback podcast features a number one a cappella song about male genitalia, performed live in our Indianapolis studio by Da Vinci's Notebook, plus a disappointing end to yet another Colts season, which meant a bad day for Coach Mora, as well as Don's embattled rally chicken. There's a pretty good joke of the day and a tip for what you can do if you enjoy hard rock music and your girlfriend doesn't. Once again, be amazed that any of this was actually broadcast. All right, welcome back to the Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo's me, Don Stucks over there. You can call us up 317-239-X103 or airtime free 1033 on the singular wireless. Hey, how you go?
I go hungover. How you go?
Not the same. What's up?
You know, goddamn Colts. I blame you, Don. You and that stupid...
You go to hell. Don't call up. Everybody's in mourning right now, and they get around with all these calls. And
you blow up that stupid...
You...
And all your phone fingers, stick them up your butt and
Well, there's always next
there's
year.
There's always next year. Let's go, Pacers.
Dumb show. Dumb show.
Big dumb show.
Dumb show.
Dumb show.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
The big dumb show. Indy's new rock alternative, X-103.
Well, I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense.
Had a bad day again.
5 turnovers. That's pitiful.
You said I would not understand.
I mean, it's absolutely pitiful.
Just left a note and said I'm sorry.
We threw that game. We gave it away.
Had a bad day again.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion.
She spilled her coffee, broke as she lay.
5 turnovers. It was horrible. Horrible.
Smear the lipstick on her face.
That's inexcusable. Inexcusable.
Slammed the door and said, I'm sorry.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Had a bad day again.
If our defense hadn't played halfway decent, they might have scored 60.
And she swears nothing wrong.
That sucked. Holy crap.
She puts me up and puts me on.
That might be an NFL record.
Had a bad day again.
That's inexcusable. Inexcusable.
She said I would not understand.
We gave him the friggin' game.
Left a note and said I'm sorry.
5 turnovers.
Had a bad day again.
I don't care who you play, whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, a college team, much less an NFL team, when you turn the ball over 5 times, 4 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, 3 others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't gonna beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is we threw 4 interceptions. That's pitiful. We still got 6 games to play. No telling what might happen.
Had a bad day.
The name of the game. End of story. Where are we now? Not very good position. Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that. Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. That sucked. That's all I got to say. That's the story of the game right there. Story of the game.
Your mornings, your music.
There's no doubt. It's Gonzo Radio. Turn that show up. There's no doubt. It's Gonzo Radio.
X-103.
Welcome to it. This is the Big Dumb Show. Gonzo, Greg, Don, Stuck, and you. 317-239-X-103. That's the number to call us here. Big Dumb Show. Hey, how you go?
Hey, I know what the Colts need to go all the way.
Oh, really?
They don't need a rally chicken. They don't need the edge. They need a rally hooker.
Imagine I have those already.
The Big Dumb Show. BigDumbShow.com.
Gonzo's me, Don Stucks over there, 317-239-X103. That's the number to call up, and then you can be part of broadcasting history right here.
It's going to be awesome.
On the Big Dumb Show. All right, good morning. How you go?
Hey, get
up. Hey, shut up.
We're all getting her done.
You know how, like, when one dog in the neighborhood starts barking?
The Big Dumb Show.
And now, the starting lineup for your Big Dumb Show.
Gonzo, Don, Bo.
Ow!
You know, it wasn't a aw F. It was ow.
Sure, that's what Kennedy said in the motorcade.
Well, ow.
Every weekday morning, X103.
Give me a lighter, this frickin' thing. I can't light the fuse.
It won't self-destruct.
All right, that's enough of that. It's time for Joke of the Day! Today in Joke of the Day, we're at the zoo.
Yay!
And the zoo recently got the rare species of gorilla. You're not excited about being at the zoo?
I love the zoo.
Okay, all right. And they thought this gorilla was the last remaining one of the species. Everything was fine until the gorilla starts getting a little irritable, and apparently they figure, well, the gorilla, female gorilla, seems to be in heat and is getting a little irritable, so they're trying to figure out what to do.
What do you think they should do there, Don?
Is it a gorilla or is it Mudvayne?
It's Mudvayne. Mudvayne's in heat.
Oh no!
No. So they're trying to find a male gorilla to keep the female gorilla happy. No luck. And finally, somebody says,
"Hey, why don't we ask Cletus, the redneck cage cleaner, to you know, knock it out?"
Yeah.
So they say to Cletus, "Hey, Cletus, will you sleep with the gorilla for $500?
No, I don't know. It's a tough decision. I'll have to sleep on it if you don't mind.
Okay, that's
so Cletus
fine.
Goes home and thinks it over, comes back the next day.
Okay, I'll do it. Only three conditions, though.
Alrighty.
Okay, number one, I don't have to kiss her.
Okay, no problem.
Now, the second condition is, I only have to do this once. I don't want you coming back next week if she starts getting violent again.
Okay. Not a problem.
Sure.
What's your third condition there, Cletus?
My third and final condition is you got to give me another week to come up with the $500.
Oh, no.
And there is joke of the day. That's it.
The Big Dumb Show. Not Big Dumb Show. Big Dumb Show.
Harris Management calls it three drunks with microphones.
The Big Dumb Show.
Here's an all-time favorite.
Don't let this happen to you.
I like hard rock music and my girlfriend doesn't. What do I do?
Like a virgin.
Wow, I love it.
Touch for the very first time. Whoa.
It started with songs. My name is Mud, then Mud Shovel, and then later, the bands. Stereo Mud, Puddle of Mud, and Mud Vein. And now, Bog Records presents Mud Donna.
Some boys kiss me, some boys love me. I think they're okay.
She likes it.
If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. In a material world, and I am a material girl.
The debut album, Ray of Mud, from Mud Donna.
Come on, girl. Do you believe in love? Cause I got something to say about it.
Critics say that if you could buy one hard-rocking pop album this year, this would be the only one.
Borderline. Feels like I'm going to lose my mind. Just keep on pushing my love over the borderline.
You'll get all the hits.
Greta Garbo and Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine.
Ray of Mud from Mud Donna. Available everywhere.
It's gonna save our relationship.
Shut up!
From Mud Records. Roar.
The Big Dumb Show.
I've asked you before not to make that sound.
I didn't.
Yet you persist.
The Big Dumb Show. She's not the hottest chick in the bar.
What about this dong?
But she's the one that'll go home with you.
Shut up!
Every weekday morning, only on X103.
Let's welcome our guest in studio, Da Vinci's Notebook, with us this morning.
Yay!
No way. Right on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Glad you guys are in town. You are in town for a show tonight.
Was it this gig in Indianapolis where the lady like reached in and grabbed my crotch? I mean,
I tried to wipe that memory from my brain. Lady,
what are you doing?
We're a little concerned when you know we signed the contract and there was a waiver form that came along with it.
Standard procedure. It's fine.
The patio not responsible for death or injuries.
Mm-hmm. So people get a little wild at your shows.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't expect that from a band who's known for basically an a cappella sort of approach. People kind of go nuts there.
Yeah. We have a certain song that has a little bit of fame that tends to make some people want to put dollar bills down our pants.
Oh, does it really? Yeah. It draws the attention to the nether regions?
It tends to, yes.
In this song now, how did you guys come together, first of all? Because we haven't had you on here, and a lot of people may not be aware of what you're all about.
We answered an ad for an oldies group that some other guy was putting together. Yeah. And basically, he sort of stank. So we
well, I mean, we actually stank, or
well, no,
it just wasn't hygiene habits.
Well,
just put it
this way: you got to sing the doo-wop things, and the guy you're singing the doo-wop stuff, and the guy can't even go ba 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 ba. It was like ba 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 ba. I was like, okay.
It was nothing short of depressing.
Yeah.
So we just sort of seceded from that group,
right?
Yes.
And so then you went on,
became what we are,
started
now.
Your own thing.
And what was the name of that first group? Do you even remember?
The Avenues, because we're from Washington, D.C., and what do you think of when you think of D.C.? The Avenues, of course.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. We scratched our heads like that, too.
You can't mention his name because he's a stalker and he will kill us. Thank you.
All right, well, good.
Great. I know. I have to bring it down. Mm-hmm.
That was probably him and Dragger shoved his hands down your pants.
Yeah. Thing for you.
Leave my a cappella group, will you? I'll teach you mother tongue.
I mock you by holding your ball.
You sure do.
Don from downtown.
Bang. Well, geez, not even 9 o'clock, and we've already had a ball holding contest.
What's life without a ball holding contest? I mean, really.
So obviously, you guys are familiar with genitals, and you sing about it. That's great.
Yes, and we have shirts with Tenacious D on them. What can we do?
Hey, there you go.
What's life without Tenacious D?
So the song we're referring to is Enormous Penis, which is quite possibly the greatest song ever written or recorded. Now,
why? Thank you. We think so.
How long were you guys together before that song became part of the? Was it like the first song out the box, or did you kind of ramp up to that,
so to speak?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, that one. We've been together almost 9 years, and that song I think we wrote about 2 years ago at this point.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just sort of got a life of its own, so to speak.
Okay, so would it be possible for you to whip it out, as it were, since you're in here?
I think we could be persuaded.
Here it is, Da Vinci's Notebook with us on the Big Dumb Show today.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind, and when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line. If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string. Now I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
This is alternative a cappella for you kids.
It's new rock.
Yeah.
I take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis.
And the
happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. Take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Bum,
Everybody sing along!
Take a look at my enormous penis.
And my troubles start to melt away. Just the people at home.
Take a look at my enormous penis.
And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
My mighty brickyard.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, Peyton, look at this, buddy.
Everything is going my way.
Take that, Linkin Park. Oh.
Everything is going my way.
Yeah.
Vinci's notebook, everybody.
Wow, man.
That's great. Oh, thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Vinci's notebook, everybody. Yay! Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
The second most popular morning show in the city of Indianapolis.
Yes, we're number two.
The way I see it, your show is capable of so much more.
Your mornings.
Your music.
X103.
Alrighty, I'm thinking that's just about enough stupid for this outing. Really appreciate you checking it out, though, and it'd be awesome if you hit subscribe in whatever podcast app you prefer. As always, great work by Don Stuck and Bo Asner, two guys I was told I had to work with and ended up being friends with. In more than just a Facebook way, I hope. Check out the other stuff to listen to, too, and make a request or send a smart-ass comment at the gonzo.fm website, where you can still find an archived version of BigDumbShow.com. The Big Dumb Show Flashback Podcast is a Noise Department production, and I'll be back to bug you again next week.